All right, this is Trent with Prosper, and today's group coaching call is going to be on the topic of partnering, so partnering 101, and how to go about that effectively, how to tap into people who are super excited about promoting your products and services, how to build up your email marketing list by doing so, and hopefully, having fantastic relationships with the people that you're working with, your customers, so you can end up generating more sales. Okay. So before we get started, just a quick reminder, if you have any questions at all, just let me know. And during the whole process, I'm glad to discuss those. We can always open those questions up to more in-depth answers at the very end of the call. But if you have any brief questions during the course of this group coaching call, then just chime in, press *5 and unmute yourself. If you hear any background noise, then press *5 so you can mute yourself, and it'll block it out, and it'll create a better environment for everyone to listen to a little bit more effectively. So, on the topic of partnering, we have first off, I'll be going over best practices, how the standard basically to follow to effectively get the right types of people in your sphere of influence, in your sphere of partnering, so you can create powerful synergy and build up your business quicker. We're also going to be talking about some of the tips and strategies and principles that will help you out with that, finding partners offline and online, and some of the tips and tricks on how to do that as well, on some of the search strategies and how to go about effectively contacting them. We'll talk about the approach, what to say and what not to say. Okay. We'll discuss some pretty cool methods as well with offline, and where to go and how to tap into some excellent networks to find the promotional partners that you're looking for. And then also discuss some of the agreements on how to who to work with on setting up legal agreements. I'm not an attorney or anything like that. And we're not going to be discussing the legal stuff here, but I'm going to briefly mention and discuss, how to go about setting up an agreement with someone that you want to partner with, so you have all the ducks in a row. Also discuss briefly affiliate marketing and how that can help out a lot, and then wrap it up. Okay, so that'll take about 45 minutes to an hour. We have a few people on the line right now, so if you have any questions, like I said, just be sure to write those down and chime in if you have them. If not, then just hold your questions to the very end. It's up to you. I'm more than glad to stop and discuss them, okay? Okay, so best practices, okay? Number one is let's talk about some of the standards, okay? And partnering, first off, is about setting up agreements with people out there, win-win agreements, arrangements with people who are interested in helping you out, and vice versa. But it follows one of the best practices of helping others first, get what they want, so you can get what you want. That's the rule to keep in mind with this, is that give and you shall receive, instead of ask and you shall receive. It's based upon giving. What are you willing to give to people, okay, who you're interested in partnering with? So that requires that you put the best step forward and think of an arrangement that would be a win-win. Okay? It implies that you also take the time to get to know these folks, the people that you want to work with. If they have an email list of 100,000 people and you want to have that person send out an email to their database for you, well, you got to think, why would they want to do that? Okay? And it'll be a win-win situation. And we'll talk about some of the arrangements that I've set up along with fantastic partners that I've researched and learned from, along with my mentor and coach, and go through some excellent examples that will help you bring this down to earth so you can implement it in your life. Okay? But it's all rested upon that success principle right there. Is give first and then work out a win-win situation. Okay, make sure that there's a win-win all the way around. it needs to be worth their time, and it needs to be worth your time. Okay. Now, some of the other best practices with partnering includes like the payouts. Think about, this falls right in line with with the first principle I just already shared. But when you set up payments and payment arrangements or exchanges with people, think of giving them usually at least 50% of the payout or more. Okay, that's best practice. Okay, going to a partner and saying, "Hey, I'll give you $5 for every time someone signs up, and you're making $200 every sell on your side." That doesn't jive, and that usually is not going to go anywhere at all with that type of payment arrangement. It's part of setting up the win-win. Okay, so keep that in mind across the board, anywhere you go, online looking for excellent partners to promote your stuff for you, they're usually going to expect at least 50% or more. Now, why? Why is that usually the standard? It's because they've already developed a relationship with this customer. They already have a database or a clientele built up. And if you want to work with them, then it needs to be worth their time. So think of the lifetime value of your customer. Okay, if you're selling a product that's worth, that you're retailing for $100, but you have upsells and things that you can offer them down the road, well then, it wouldn't be bad at all. It would be actually great to offer your partner 50% or more, even 100% of the profit upfront in exchange for the customer. Because once you get the customer, then you can work on developing a relationship with that person. And as you start to do so, you'll be able to make far more than just that $100 that you gave to the partner upfront. So that's very powerful to keep in mind right there, is incentivize them well and reward them well for sending you a hot lead that buys. Okay, you're not just getting leads who are not buying. You're getting people, you're rewarding your partners based upon performance. You're rewarding them for all the work that they've done already. These partners who you work with, and I'll go in more depth on how to find these folks, they've taken months, if not years and years, in developing solid relationships with these people. So those are the primary folks that you're looking for anyways. You're looking for people who have a responsive clientele, responsive database of customers who have bought and are excited to hear from those people. Okay? That's key right there. There's plenty of places that you can go online to buy lists or even get access to lists, but the thing that is missing a lot of times when you go to these companies that give you access to buying lists is that you don't know how responsive the list is. Okay? So the third best practice is to focus in on the responsiveness of people's databases of customers. How responsive are they? Okay, how excited are they to hear from the people who are promoting or the owner of that list? Okay, if they're excited to hear from them, then hey, when they market your stuff, they're going to be far more likely to boost conversions for you. You'll make tons more sales. Okay, so that's really important. When you look for partners, you're looking for people who have responsive lists. It doesn't necessarily matter as much as the quantity. It's more about the quality of the list. Okay. And when I say list, I'm meaning people who have given their names and emails and additional information, but at least their email to that partner that you're considering working with, so you can have some way of communicating with that person. Okay. So those are the major best practices across the board. And the fourth, and this is the most important, is the trust. Okay, the trust relationship that you built up with your partners, whether that be with affiliates or friends and family or gurus or anyone else. Take them out to lunch. Build a relationship with them, not just one time but ongoing. It's not a one-time event, because as you start to build up those relationships, that's what counts. That's the power. The power is in the relationship. Okay. So you often find that when people go to networking events or seminars or workshops and so forth, you'll notice that right afterwards, a lot of times people end up going to, going to lunch or the bar or something to, forge up better relationships with each other, and getting to know each other. That's where the, that's really where the magic sauce is. Okay, is that when you take time out of your life to help someone else, and get to know them, and understand their goals and where they're going at and what they want to accomplish, their fears and their dreams, their aspirations, and what they're going after, then the more you're able to help them out. Okay, so those elements right there pretty much wraps up that first point there of the best practices to keep in mind and keep in the proper context as we move forward with discussing these strategies that you can take to discover promotional partners for your business. So the second thing I'd like to talk about here with you is this works for anything with your business. Regarding a business model, you could find promotional partners for your affiliate products, for your dropship products, for products that you create. If you're running a wholesale business, whatever type of business that you're operating, the basis of it is if you have excellent partners, you'll prosper a lot faster. Okay. So let's talk
Would this work for a service like coaching?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I recently just returned, from actually a seminar event that I went to, and it was based off of coaching. And that's how the whole, room, one of the major ways that the whole room was filled with just fantastic, like-minded people was because of an excellent, high-value coaching program. Okay? Excellent question. Any other questions at all? So let's talk about some of the offline strategies, okay? I briefly mentioned one, okay, which is seminars. Has anyone here been to a seminar before?
Yes.
Yeah? Cool. What was your experience?
A lot of people exchanging. Well, again, it's the same like-minded people there, right? But I didn't take advantage of that, I think, like to learn how to create better relationships. That's why I'm on this call. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, because a lot of times, there's usually no one that helps you prepare to go to those seminars. But the next one you go to, definitely be prepared. And the things that you'd want to do to be prepared is to be ready with the ability to record their names and emails and get their cards. A lot of people will have cards and so forth, but it's just a powerful area to tap into partners. And that's many times and oft times where a lot of these partnerships are forged, these relationships that are fused together, begin at these networking events. Okay? There's really no compensation for in-person contact. You can find them, and I'll teach you some of the strategies to take online, but really there's no compensation for the effectiveness and the speed of establishing excellent partnerships by doing it in person. So,
well, I have a question. So what do you do with the list of cards and names that you have from prior seminars, but you haven't done anything with them?
Exactly. Great question. You put those emails and the names inside of your database for your email marketing system, okay, whether that be with iContact or AWeber or MailChimp or whoever you're using, make sure you put them in a specific targeted list, okay? You create a list, add those names and emails in there, okay? I would also, and you can do this actually, you can do this step right before that, but you can also create a spreadsheet, okay, Some people end up using, content management systems or customer CRMs, customer relationship management systems for all of this. But just to keep it simple, just use a spreadsheet. Okay, use a spreadsheet or a Word document or even old-fashioned pencil and paper to start off with. It's really up to you, but the main thing, though, is you record their names and emails, but what you really want to record after you get that down is their biggest goals, okay? What are their biggest needs and their objectives that they're going after? And if you don't know, then contact them. If you don't have their phone number, then a lot of times you can find their Facebook link. You can go to Facebook and type in their name and find their URL, and you can contact them through a private message through Facebook. And just contact them. Say, hey, I met you with you, however long ago it was. The sooner the better. Okay, if you have just barely met them, then, if they're a cold lead now and it's been months, then it doesn't mean that you still can't contact them. It just that means that they've turned a bit cold, right? So follow up with them and say, hey, I met you at such and such a seminar or a workshop. And we discussed this and this, or, I really enjoyed it. I'm very interested right now in discovering what I can do to help you out. That's how you'd get started. Okay? What you'd not want to do, and we'll get into the more in-depth on this on the call here, but since we're going over this right now, we'll briefly mention it, which is what you don't want to do is ask them, hey, I got this stuff to offer. Want to promote my stuff? That's what you don't want to do right now. Especially if you haven't even contacted them in the past 2 months or 3 months or whatever. That make sense?
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you.
You betcha. Now, I would continue to work that list, okay? Continue to work it, meaning make notes on there on the last time you contacted the person and followed up with them and what they're going through in their life, what their website is, so you can reference that. The link to their Facebook URL. Okay? Keep a record of those things right there, because then as you start to work on developing a relationship with them, then you'll be able to have some quick data to reference to as you call them, and you'll be able to spark up that conversation a lot faster and get it going in the right direction. And then once you contact them, okay, let's say you contact someone that they pick up the phone or they answer the email right back and say, hey, this is what I got going on with my business and this is what I do for it, and these are my goals. Then you can get back with them and let them know. Well, that's excellent. I think that there's some synergy that we could create, with your offer and my offer, okay. Let's say you contacted a fitness coach, and they're really involved with obviously coaching people to reach their fitness goals, and you are involved with weight loss. Well, there may be some complementary lines there, where your offer could very well help their audience. And if that jives, then, hey, let's forge up a relationship. Let's make something happen there. Yeah, and that something would be you create some type of pitch that would be a win-win situation, as I mentioned earlier. It could be a 50-50 split where you write up the email, okay? You write up the offer, okay? You don't depend on your partners to write up these offers for you. They may tweak the offers and may change the words here and there, but you take the time to create the email that you want them to send out to their offer, their database, okay? And then all you got to do is just let them know, hey, I just created they call this swipe copy. The swipe copy is simply where they can copy and paste and customize if they need to and then send it out to their audience. You want to make it as easy as possible for your partners to promote you, not harder, okay? All they should have to do is simply copy, paste, tweak, send it out, okay? And that email already has the description of your offer and the links that they would click on. And when your partner sends out that email to their database, those people in their database will go to your opt-in page or to your it should go to the opt-in page, where they can subscribe, because you want your partner's prospects or your partner's customers to be your customers. Okay, so it's very important that when they send that offer out, that when they click on the links, they are driven back to your opt-in page so you can get those names and emails. Okay? Okay, so kind of a, we briefly went over basically the cycle to go through in a basic partnership with someone who you could have a complimentary offer. Okay, they're serving a database of customers that could resonate with the same or a complimentary message or product or service that you have to offer. Any questions about that? That makes sense? Okay, good. So let's move on to the next steps here, okay? So we just briefly mentioned some of the offline or one of the offline methods of going to workshops and seminars, networking events, okay? Whether that be with real estate or with coaching or nutritional products. I mean, you think of all kinds of industries out there. There's usually some type of a networking event. And if there's not, well, you can create one. Especially in this day and age, it's not difficult at all. Okay, if you want to create a meetup or hangout or a networking event, put it together and then start marketing it. Invite people. You be the creator. You be the one that makes it happen. And then when people start to come together, you can go around and discuss what each one does and what they're after, what their goals are, and start to create a great synergy amongst each other. Okay? Any of you can get started off with that, your own. You don't have to depend on other people to have the network or the environment already created. If you want to do it, then do it. You can simply get started easily with doing that. I've done it myself quite often. When I was doing real estate, I created a number of different networking events for real estate investors, and we came in person, discussed our goals, and we were all in real estate. And so some people, if they have the mindset of scarcity, they usually don't come. But people who have the abundance mindset usually end up coming because they realize there's plenty to go around in real estate. Same thing with any of the other things you're doing with business. It works with any type of industry you're in regards to having the right mindset. And those people who come to your networking events to partner with or look at potential partners, usually you're going to have the right type of mindset, because they realize that you're going to help one another out. You're looking for something different, or he's looking for something different. But if they're not, if they're the same, you could partner, or if there's complementary audiences and products and services that you're offering, boom, that's the whole aspect of partnering. You want to create that synergy and arrangement to make it profitable for both parties. Okay. So inviting them, once you find a partner that you would like to work with, invite them to do something in regards to building up that relationship, as I mentioned earlier. Take them out for lunch if you don't know them. Do something with them so you can build up a relationship, okay? So those are the some of the major offline strategies I'll be talking about today. There's other ones such as Chamber of Commerce events that you can go to. I've gone to a number of those. When you look at your city that you're in, a lot of times in the city hall, they'll have different networking events there and guest speakers who come in, and they'll give people the opportunity of networking with each other. Those are awesome, okay, and great to go to. So one of the tips I would share with this approach is set up specific times. Do some research online. Even talk around with your associates in business and ask them, hey, do you know of any excellent networking events that are involved with your particular industry? Whether that be with, like I said, real estate or e-commerce of all kinds of topics, health and wellness, meditation. I mean, you name it, there's usually going to be groups for it on and offline. So the key here is to get out, start, jump into the game and get started with talking with people. and discover first and foremost what they're after. And then, second, present a win-win approach that would benefit both parties, okay? Let's talk about now some of the online strategies. Okay, so online, on the internet, you could go over to Safe-Swaps. Some of you may have heard about this already. And this is one, you know, pretty good place to go to. It's not the only place, obviously, but it's a pretty good place to get started off with in relation to finding, you know, partners that you could work with who have email marketing lists. Okay, they all, you know, some people have lists of 200 people, 1,000, 10,000, I mean, of all sizes, okay? And they'll tell you what kind of list that they have, okay? You'll be able to observe right up front what kind of list that they have. And what you do with them is you swap your email. If you have an email marketing list of 200 people and, say, Joe Schmo has a list of 200 as well, you basically swap like-to-like email lists, okay? You wouldn't be swapping with someone, you know, primarily if someone has, like, an email list of 10,000, you only have a list of 1,000. You know, you're working with people who have the same amount of people on their lists as you do. And you're just swapping. Say, hey, you email my offer out to yours, and I'll email yours out to mine, okay? And it's a great way of building up your list a lot faster and just doing it by yourself. They have a, it's free to sign up with, but the, there is a paid, you know, you would need a paid to tap into the full power of that type of system, okay?
What was the name of that again?
It's safe-swaps.com. I'll spell it out for you. S is Sam, A-F-E, so safe, dash, and swaps, S as in Sam, WAPS.com. Okay, so when you go there, you can sign up for free. But if you want to take advantage of the full, you know, benefits that they have to offer, okay, then you would activate what they call Prime status, and then you would get access to, you know, more people to work with, a full feature profile, a, you know, better dashboard, the forum. They have a whole list of all the different benefits they have access to for Prime status. But you can at least get started off with free and check it out. So that's one way of getting started off with finding people who have lists on different targets in different industries all across the board. And you can work with them. Now, I briefly want to mention the power of email marketing. Okay, email marketing is enormous because when people subscribe to a list, they have some type of interest already, or else they wouldn't have given that name and email to begin with. Okay? They usually receive something of value in exchange for, you know, their name and email that they gave to that person. Okay? So when you look at these people, they've obviously done something, you know, in regards to giving value to their audience and getting their name and email. So it's always interesting, and it's very important to, you know, talk with these people that you work with and finding out, well, what incentivized them to get on that list? Okay, what offer persuaded them to get them to give them, you know, their name and email? Because if you know that, it's going to be you know, good knowledge to know on what kind of responsiveness you know, occurred based upon what. So was it based upon, you know, an affiliate offer that was in regards to a, you know, a specialized type of weight loss program, or was it with you know, baseball equipment, or, I mean, what kind of audience is on that list? Okay, we mentioned that earlier. It's critical that you know how responsive the list is, and also what type of list it is. Okay, because obviously the last thing you want to do is, hey, let's swap emails, and they send the email out to their list of 10,000 people, but kind of come to find out that 10,000 people primarily opted in based upon something unrelated to your audience. Maybe they have to do with automotive repair, and your list has to do with selling flowers. Yeah, so make sure that it jives and it's relevant. And they'll tell you that through that type of system anyways, okay, through SafeSwaps. So that's pretty a fun environment to go to. Now, second approach is a bit more time-consuming. However, it's a manual approach you can take in finding partners yourself through search approaches on Google. And you can go to google.com/blog search. And google.com/blog search, all one word. Okay, so google.com/blog search. And then you can go there and use Google as a way of searching for blogs from people who are talking about, you know, the things that are in your industry. So if your business is all about, you know, weight loss and something more specific in weight loss, you know, let's say for, you know, people or folks that are, you know, losing at least 20 pounds or more, okay, you want to be specific with your search and search for blogs that have people writing about that type of topic, okay? Because what you're doing here is you're discovering demand out there. Websites that are talking about this stuff already, and people are going to those websites. A person is running and operating that website or blog. And once you go through the search list that Google pulls up for you, you can easily contact that person, okay, pull up the website, and keep in mind the best practices that we talked about earlier of seeking to understand first, understand what they're after. And a lot of times you can discover what people are doing right on their website just by observing what they're writing about, the topics they're discussing, the comments people are leaving, the product that they're promoting. Okay, observe what is going on in their own little environment on their website. Okay, take notes, and then contact them. A lot of times they'll have like a Facebook link. A lot of times they'll have, you know, a contact page that you can email. But number one is just call them. I mean, you know, if you already know what they're after, then just give them a call. Okay, being deliberate with your marketing is by far the most powerful way of getting started with making money. Okay, if you're passively going about contacting people and hoping that, you know, they respond one day, then it's going to be a lot slower. Okay, so just keep that in mind and take action. Just call them if you know what they're about. Even if you don't know what they're about, then call them anyways and ask them. Say, hey, I came across your awesome website, you know, your blog, and I see that you're, you know, talking about such and such and such. You know, I'm really interested in it. This is really cool. I like it. You know, what kind of, I'm thinking about, you know, partnering with some people in the future. Not sure if that, you know, that would work out with you or not, but what I'm interested in is what you're after. You know, what are you going after? What are your goals, you know, within this next year? Okay. Ask them some questions about, you know, where they see themselves with this website and what kind of people they help out with. Okay, some of the biggest challenges or obstacles that they may face in regards to, you know, their building of their business on the internet, and it may be offline too. It just depends on what business they're operating. Okay, so that's a great way of doing it. If you don't know of anyone, or if you don't like going to networking events and things like that, it's really up to you on your preferences. But that's a great way of going about finding blogs that are popular. And but the next thing I want to discuss as it relates to this is the question that people ask, and it's a very, very good question, which is, well, just how popular is this website that you're contacting? You know, you may come across websites that are talking about things that are relevant to your niche, to your business, but, you know, do they have a lot of people in their database? Okay, when you look at their website, a lot of times they'll have an opt-in form in there. Okay, if they have a way of collecting leads, that should tell you, it should be a trigger up in your mind that they are collecting leads, okay, obviously from their website. And they are, you know, they may or may not be actively working those leads, but if they have some way of collecting leads, names and emails on their website, then they have some type, okay, they should have some type of list that they're building up. And that should be a trigger to you to say, oh, that would be great to contact them. They probably have a list. And then you can talk with them, like I said, and get to know them and their goals. and then find out ultimately just how responsive that list is and what they're really looking for. So you can see if there's some excellent offers that would help them out. Okay. So one of the other tools that you can consider using and helping you discover the popularity of these websites is called Alexa.com, A-L-E-X-A.com, Alexa.com. When you go there, you can search by category and also by popular websites. You can even search by search query. You can type in what you're looking for. And Alexa, what they do is they track the most popular websites all throughout the world, ranking from one on up to millions. Okay, number one, meaning that number one is the best. Okay, so number one is Google. Number two is Facebook. Okay, number three and so forth. So the higher the number, the less traffic or the less popular the website is. So if you're wondering about just how popular a website is and I wonder how much traffic is going to that site, because that gives you a better idea of the potential of the size of list that they have, at least being generated from the website that they have. And this is just a quick way, a quick and dirty way of discovering just how much traffic on estimate that they're getting. It just gives you a bit more information, okay, to help out with having a conversation with that person. Okay, so another way is to, I briefly mentioned it earlier, which is to go to Facebook, and you can create your own groups. Okay, today you could easily go to Facebook, and usually on the left-hand side, you'll see this link where you can click on to create your own groups and also join other groups. And it's super easy. You can go to Facebook right now and go up to the very top if you wanted to join someone else's group. There's different types of groups you can join. Some of them are private, some of them are open to the public, and some are just accepted based upon invitation only. But when you go to Facebook, you can type in the keyword up at the top in the search field, and you can look for different groups to join. So if you're interested, if your business is about, like, once again, just following the example earlier of weight loss, you can type in weight loss, and you'll find all kinds of groups that are out there. And simply click on a few of them, start to go through them, and click on, once you pull up the page, click on the button that says join. Okay, join this group. And once you do that, the admin of that group will get a notification in their email saying, hey, so-and-so just requested an invite to this group. And if it's an invite only, then they'll either deny or accept it. And if they accept it, then you can take it forward from there and start collaborating, start networking with the people in that group. Okay? Easy way, to go about getting started off with partnering online. Okay, you can discover all kinds of great people that are talking about all kinds of things, depending on what industry you're in. And as long as you follow the best practices that we just discussed earlier of giving first and then working on receiving afterwards, it's going to serve you very well. Okay? Help enough people get what they want so you can get what you want. Okay, and they're not going to care about what you have to offer unless you show that you care about them. So care. Show that you care by asking them questions, answering their questions as well that they may be asking, and helping them out where you can. All right? You can do the same thing. You can take that same approach, that same strategy approach on Facebook with LinkedIn. Okay, you can go to LinkedIn. It's another social network primarily geared for business owners. So LinkedIn.com. When you go to LinkedIn, you can join other business groups. And you can join the collaboration, join the network. Okay, get engaged and start talking with people. I always recommend setting up at least a couple hours a week at minimum, just to get started off with finding partners that you're interested in working with. If you're setting aside an hour a day or more, but at least an hour a day to implement the things that we're talking about right now, before you know it, you'll have some excellent partners that you could work with. Because the thing is, there's tons of other people out there looking for the same thing. And so when you come along and you're deliberate about finding people to work with, they'll say, oh, wow, this is, a blessing in my life. This is awesome. This rocks. I'm glad that you sought me out. I've been looking for someone like you too. Okay? So it's pretty cool. Any questions about those things? LinkedIn, Facebook, and the approach they take. You can do the same thing with all the other ones too. There's a ton of social networks out there. Okay, those are some of the major ones. You can take a different approach, like with Twitter. Okay, there's direct messages you can take. There's also software programs out there that can easily find these partners for you. Vocus, V-O-C-U-S. I can actually send that out to your email. Some of you may already have that. You pay to get access to software that will discover and establish demand for you out there based upon what you're looking for. And they deliver that data to you, which is kind of cool. But they're free, and there's pay methods like with anything else out there. So let's discuss now a bit about the approach. Okay, we discussed a little bit about it, but let's go a bit more in depth and dive a bit more deeper on that topic. Okay, so when you contact people that you would like to partner with, I mentioned what to say and what not to say. But we'll go through an example, okay? So when you contact someone online or even offline, when it's offline, it's going to be a lot quicker because it's in person. And you want to be prepared to, number one, seek to understand. Now, I repeated that quite a bit here on this call, but I want to drill that point home because it's very important to do. I can't stress it enough because there's so many people that don't do it right. And they wonder why it doesn't work. That's the reason why it doesn't work for a lot of people. But it will work if you think about helping them out first. And then it also empowers you with knowledge to be able to customize a better solution or a better approach to them. Okay, but some of the things that you would not want to say, especially right up front, is as you start to get to know them, is avoid making any guarantees or promises about payouts or anything right up front. Just first seek to understand about what their goals are and what they're after, and then if it makes sense, okay, then you can come back to them maybe a day later or in very few circumstances, you could potentially pitch something to them right then and there. But usually that's not the case. Primarily, you're usually going to get to know them, and then maybe a day later or a week later or so, you follow up with them and say, hey, I've been researching a few other things and thinking about the conversation that we had, and I came up with a potential offer, a solution that could work quite well for the both of us. And here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that if I have this offer that I prepared, or I have this product that I have to offer, or service, whatever it may be, and I'd like to present the opportunity of splitting the commissions of 75% for you and 25% for me. And here's the email that I would that I wrote up for you. Here it is. All I got to do is send it out. It's already been prepared. If you want to tweak it, that's up to you. And then you just got to change the link in there to make sure that that link is unique, to their offer if you're running an affiliate program. Okay, now, has everyone heard of what an affiliate program is?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, just a quick recap on affiliate programs is, affiliate programs will give you unique links to use. So you want to make sure that you have an affiliate program. And so if you don't have an affiliate program, you can set one up for free by going to jvzoo.com. So J as in jump, V as in Victor, zoo as the animal zoo that you go to. Okay, jvzoo.com. It's free to set up, and when you go there, they'll take 5% of the sales on the back end because they're giving you the system for free. Yeah, but it's just a really awesome system because you'll be able to set up your affiliate links and you'll be able to put your offers in there. It gives you the buttons to use and all that stuff. All you got to do is sign up, put your offer in there, and tell the system, hey, this is my website right here. This is where the offer is being presented. And once you do that, they have all kinds of tutorials on there that you can watch. So don't worry about, you know, the setup of it all. You can just go there and they can help you too. Okay. But when you set up your account with them, that's just one place. There's a lot of other approaches you can take to set up your own affiliate program. But you know, when you do that, you'll get a link that's unique to the affiliate. Okay. So when you partner with people, make sure that you know they have access to that unique affiliate link. And you put that inside of the email that you send them. Okay, so in the offer, you write up the email already for them so they don't have to do any work with that. And then you send it to them. So here's the offer I'm thinking of. Okay, 75% for you, 25% for me. And you promote it for me, send that email out. And anytime someone clicks on that link and then buys, then you'll get 75% of the commission. Cool? You pitch it like that. Okay, let them know. And once they respond, okay, or you can follow up with them. That would be, once again, more deliberate, wouldn't it? It would be far better to call them and follow up with them and talk with them instead of just hoping that they respond to the email. So follow up with them and get a response from them, if at all possible. Okay, and then once you have that arrangement established, okay, if it works out like that, then awesome. Okay, that would be a great approach to take. Okay, but make sure that the affiliate link inside of your email that they send out will drive that traffic to your opt-in page. Okay, it must go into an opt-in page. Okay, I've never come across a specific situation where, you know, other than there may be rare circumstances where it may not make sense to have that traffic go to the direct offer, but 99% of the time, all that traffic that you're going to get should come to an opt-in page where they can put their name and email in, and that opt-in page will direct them to the actual offer for sale, okay? If you don't do that, then you won't be able to collect their names and emails, and you won't have a way of contacting those customers, those prospects, if you don't do that, okay? So that's the cycle, okay? One of the steps that you can take in relation to setting up other type, in more complex type of partnerships, would be to have like a legal agreement in place, especially if you have some type of ongoing long-term relationship with someone, just to make sure that everything is clear to begin with and on an ongoing basis on the what-ifs. It covers all the what-if scenarios, okay, with your partnerships. But if you're just doing affiliate marketing, then that's pretty straightforward. You can sign up with your affiliate marketing system, make sure that link is inside of the email, have your partner send it out to the list for you, and then people come to your opt-in page, and then they get redirected to the offer. And if they buy, that partner will get 75% of the commission. In this type of circumstance, you get 25%, and you get the lifetime value of that customer, which is huge. Okay, if you haven't studied any, on the topic of lifetime value of a customer, then we can have that, another training on that. But go to Google and type in, what is the lifetime value of a customer? How do I calculate that? How do I establish the metric or the number that tells me, hey, the lifetime value of my customer is what, $5,000 or $250 or what? I mean, if the lifetime value of your customer is, usually, let's say $5,000, well then, duh, it makes more sense. It makes sense, right? It's a no-brainer to give someone easily $100 or 100% of the profit right up front to partner with you, doesn't it? But if the lifetime value of your customer is only around $75, it's very short-term, short-lived, then you got to look at, does it make sense? To start off with, or that may just make a light bulb go off on your mind to develop more products, okay, or to get access to more value that you could deliver to your audience, your customers that you get from your partners, to help you generate more cash flow and to boost your profits, okay? So So if you just have one offer, then it usually doesn't cut it, okay? It's better to have a product suite. Okay? It's better to have a suite of products than just one product. Because if you have a product suite, then you'll have a lot more leverage to boosting your sales, because not every single person is going to necessarily like that, you know, one product. They may like a bump offer. Okay, something else that's slightly, you know, slightly different, but complementary. Okay. So, anyway, when you partner with people, just keep in mind, help them out. You know, make it lucrative, make it profitable for everyone. But realize that the lifetime value of the customer is enormous, and that's really why many people out there, you know, tons and tons of gurus themselves do the same thing. They're more than willing to give 50%, 75%, and sometimes 100% of the profit up front to, you know, be a partner, because they have an awesome list. They have awesome and relevant customers that would, you know, just soak up the products that they're selling. Okay? So let's talk about some of the examples. Okay? Let's go through some of the case studies that I want to bring up here. So some of the gurus that you may have heard about, you know, online, let's mention Eben Pagan. Have you heard of Eben Pagan before? He's recently just launched, you know, one of his offers, and he's been partnering with a lot of people in the same industry. And, you know, some people start to wonder, well, how come he's partnering with the same people in the industry that are promoting similar offers, you know, like coaching, for example. Like Emma Pagan and Brendon Burchard and Jeff Walker and, you know, Ryan Dice and, I mean, Frank Kern. You know, I mean, the list goes on and on. All these people, you know, have a lot of similarities in their audiences. And so one of the big keys to keep in mind, you know, with your partnering is that your audiences, the audiences that may be, you know, similar, they respond different ways, you know, to different offers. And the timing, second, is also a huge factor too. You know, one offer could be promoted and, you know, 20% of the audience from one list could take advantage of it, and then a partner could promote it and promote the same offer and get 50% response. And why is that? Well, you know, the way that things are presented and also the relationship between the owner of the list and the audience is different. Okay? And so the way that you present things can be more receptive, you know, by a different audience compared to how I present it. And, you know, that's another reason why, you know, we have different coaches, or that's why, you know, when you go to listen to different speeches or talks, you know, people hear different things based upon how they process it. We all have different perceptions and so forth. And so working in a spirit of cooperation is just awesome. It rocks. And that's how more wealth is created, by cooperating instead of, you know, competing head-on-head, you know, head-to-head with a lot of these things. You know, you're discovering ways of how to cooperate and how to help one another out, creating win-win situations all across the board. So, you know, one of the recent examples, you know, is, you know, I came across, or one of the businesses that I operate is with family photography. And, you know, we contacted someone who's also in family photography, but in a different state. And, you know, we contacted the lady, and we ended up forging a good relationship with the person, and, you know, decided that, you know, there was a good win-win situation that we could establish. And so we pursued it, and, you know, I took the same steps that I taught you here today and went about presenting the offer and said, hey, this is something that I think would jive quite well with your audience too, and you can make some great money, and we can make, you know, some good money as well, especially on the back end as we start to work with the customer. And so we moved forward with it, and within a matter of 2 days, we had, you know, a ton of sales that came in, you know, after you know, that lady sent out the email to her database for us. Okay, same industry, you know, we're doing the same thing, just in a different state, you know, And we were able to create some good profits and built up our list as well. Cool. All right. So it's pretty fun stuff. Any questions at all?
I have a question.
Just chime in. Oh. Press star 5 to unmute yourself, and then we can discuss them within the last 4 minutes or so and go in depth on any of your questions. If not, then we'll end the call here in about a few minutes. I'll briefly discuss a few other things, and then we'll end, okay?
I have a question.
Yeah.
This is Maria.
Hey, Maria.
Hi. I wanted to reconnect with an affiliate.
And I
didn't quite know how to approach it. Make it.
Okay, great question. So was the circumstance where the affiliate denied the application? Or?
No, they didn't deny it. I know my link doesn't work.
And I
want to go. And you've taught us here today to offer something. And
yeah,
I hadn't
exactly.
Thought of that. I was thinking more how they could help me, but now I see I should be offering to help them. What would you suggest?
Yeah, so if the affiliate link doesn't work, then you contact them, contact the company, and find out what's going on with their affiliate marketing system.
Right.
Okay. It's critical that you have the right links. So go there. Where is the affiliate found? Is it through a network like CJ or ClickBank or direct?
I know exactly where it is. No, it's direct. It's direct with the company.
Okay.
It's a direct affiliate link.
Yeah, simply contact them, ask them, and then they'll be able to let you know what's going on with their affiliate marketing system, if they have updated links. You know, maybe sometimes they switch systems, and you know, they, for one reason or another, they may not have informed their audience, their affiliates. That would be kind of surprising if they didn't, but you know, so errors occur. We're all human, so I just contact them. Communication is key.
Well, I've lost track of the Google Mail that I had for them because they said the email I had they didn't recognize. So I know it's a different email. Somehow I've just sort of lost that account, lost that email.
Oh, okay.
So that
helped
me find it.
Who was it with?
It was with, I tried Stress-Free Kids, and I actually ordered a book, but I never got any acknowledgement from them. I just paid for the book. That's all.
Okay.
And in another case, I can get links directly to their website, but I don't think I'm in the loop. That's what I mean. I can get to their website from my website, but I don't seem to be in the loop. That's the problem.
Okay. Yeah. Well, like I said, I would just if you have their link, then just go to the website. If you can't find their site, then go to Google and type it in, search for it.
Yeah, no, I can find their site. It's just, okay. I just wanted to know what I should offer them.
Oh,
okay.
Them.
I had planned to call them, but I don't know what to offer them.
Yeah, well, in this type of arrangement, okay, they're the affiliate. They're giving you access to promoting their stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, you wouldn't be contacting them to partner in this type of circumstance, you know, because you already have a partnership agreement, you know, and the partnership agreement is the affiliate arrangement that you have with them. Yeah.
Okay.
What we're talking about in terms of partnering is finding other people to promote your stuff, but how you go about doing it is what we discussed here today.
Okay.
So, like with affiliate offers, it's a bit more challenging because anyone else out there can promote the affiliate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's not unique, okay? When you promote affiliates, anyone else can go to that affiliate and sign up and, you know, promote their offer too. And so there needs to be additional value that you should create, you know?
That's
and,
what I'm looking for. What additional value can I create?
So think of additional value, okay? Some of the excellent value points that you can consider creating would be just on a side, before I go into that real quick on the last few minutes here, that affiliate offers work out great in terms of bump offers. You know, so partnering with people it's better to partner with people based upon the core offer that you have, that you created, okay, or can access, okay, like a dropship program, okay?
Right.
So it's either your own service or your own product that you created, and the back end, you know, the back end profit offers that you have going on could be affiliates, and that's how you can recoup some of the profits that you may have missed out on up front that you gave away to the partner. Okay, so if you don't have any of your own offers, then I would consider dropshipping and get access to partners that can give you access to the products that you can sell. Okay.
Okay.
And then you can start to consider other value points such as trainings, like video tutorials, e-books. You could establish a membership, you know, portal for you know, your audience they go to, that they pay access to.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Okay, I'm listening. Yes.
Okay. You
right.
also create like webinars. You could do a webinar training and train people live and teach people how to use the products or how to do fun things with them, or, you know, creative things. If it's a service, how-to topics are great, you know, for teaching. So the bottom line is education. What could you do and in what format would you be you know, most comfortable with? And if you're not comfortable with it, then just choose something that you are. You know, it could be a conference call, like today. Today is a teleconference,
right.
You know. You could do a conference call. You can record all these things, and you could package them and give them as a product. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it help?
Yes. Uh-huh. It gives me some more food for thought.
Yeah. Okay. Education is awesome. Okay. Tons
right.
and tons
that's,
of people are looking for help.
That's the big part for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You betcha. Yeah. Any other questions at all?
Not right now. I know you have to go, so good.
No, you're fine, yeah. I'm more than glad to hang out here for a little while, you know, to answer any questions, to make sure you guys are served well and you guys are, you know, ready to take the bull by the horns and make this happen.
Thank
so
you.
Any other
thank
questions
you.
At all? What's that?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello?
Yeah,
oh,
hello.
Okay, hi, Trent. Can you give the address again for, is it Faith? Faith Swap? I didn't I
yeah, Safe Dash Swaps.
Okay.
So SAFE Dash SWAPS.com.
Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you betcha. Absolutely. Any other topics of questions or anything else you want to discuss?
For the research that you're talking about, you know, spending at least 2 days, 2 hours per day minimum to go over, you know, at Facebook and Twitter and engaging those people, do you do that yourself, or do you get the help of someone to help you to do that?
I use it. I usually do it with myself primarily, and
okay.
then also a partner.
Okay.
Yeah, it's up to you though. You get a lot of value. You learn a lot by doing it yourself first. And then once you have a framework or a cycle, you know, a pattern that you can teach other people to follow,
okay.
then it works out great to train other people on how to do that. Because, yes, this can easily be something that you can train people on how to do. And companies
okay.
do it all the time.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. But the key in that is setting aside that focus time every day.
Yes, okay.
Because you know, it compounds.
Okay.
And the more and more offers you get out there, more and more people you speak with, you know, the greater potential that you have of forging some awesome relationships.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, going in person, though, is by far the quickest. Yeah, I mean, I would think of networking events you can go to, you know, the next seminars you can go to, the next workshops, next Chamber of Commerce events. I mean, go to those things, and you'll be able to talk with people, you know, a lot faster and forge relationships. And, you know, if you have a goal of finding at least one partner, all it really takes is just one awesome partner to be on board within the next week or two, and, man, you're up and running. You could be up and running a lot faster than doing everything all just by yourself, and that's the power of partnering.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Any other questions? Great questions, by the way. Okay. Well, if there's anything else, just let us know. But everyone have a fantastic day. Go out there and make it happen. And we'll keep in contact, okay?
Thank you so much, Ryan. That was really good.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.